It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
She Shined, episode 167, I think. How's it going, Sam?
Great. What fucking time is it?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
No, it's fucking stupid.
Nobody knows what time it is right now.
No. It's the kind of thing where, and again, I should have been aware and turned my whatever, or not. No, I've already messed up what I was going to say. I should have been aware. But I wasn't, so my phone, being, a smart device, changed the time automatically, and then my alarm went off an hour before my alarm should go off. I should have had the foresight to change my entire fucking life and up my alarm by an hour for no fucking reason. I should have had the forethought to do that, but I didn't, so my phone woke me up an hour early, a very precious hour early, and I was like, what the fuck? Oh my god, daylight fucking bullshit time.
With my sleeping issues, it was weird because I woke up my usual like way too early, like 5 o'clock initial wake up that I do, and it said 6, and I was like, oh, that's better than usual. And then I was like, oh no, it's actually 5.
Yeah,
I slept more than I usually
right
do.
When I'm barely, I have been working like I can't even tell you, I have been making a heroic amount of progress in trying to go to bed earlier. And by that, I mean, instead of 2 or 2:30, I've gotten it to like a solid 1 a.m. I was really proud. I was like, every night, I'm like, no, I'm going to make myself, I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to get everything ready and done. And just at right around 1 o'clock, I'm just, fuck it, I'm going to bed. And I've been like, I've been doing it. I felt good about it. I was like, man, I'm really, maybe I could dial it back to 12:45, I thought, foolishly. I thought someday. Can you imagine waking up at somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 something? I can't even fucking imagine. But I was starting to fantasize. And then now it's going to be even fucking worse.
Yeah, it's ruined.
Even worse.
Dude, my phone, I was going to ask you this. My phone, it's all fucked up. It says, so like right now it's 8:51 Pacific time. But do you have the thing on the top of the weather that has another big time on it?
No,
shows the weather and stuff?
It's probably some app that's just not working or something.
Yeah, it says 7:51 on that. And I've restarted my phone. I've like go into the settings. Like, why wouldn't it be? Dude, it's so dumb. It says 7:51 p.m., 61 degrees. And then it says Sunday, March 11th, updated 3:11, 8:51 p.m. It's the own fucking app says it was, I just updated it at 8:51 p.m. And yet it says 7:51 p.m.
I'm just realizing, that's fucking bullshit. I'm sure it'll figure itself out. But I'm just realizing, had I not made, once again, a very heroic and concerted effort over the course of like 2 weeks to try to move my bedtime from 2:30 to 1, it was really hard. Had I not done that, I would just have to go to bed at 3 fucking 30 tonight. It would just be 3:30. And then I would wake up at 11:30. Like, just what the... God, so stupid.
So weird that we have the opposite problem. I'm trying to sleep in. I fall asleep at 11 and I wake up at 5 and I can't go back to sleep.
I can't do it.
And I just sit there and go, do I get up and wake everybody up and drink coffee? And then I'm exhausted at 4 p.m. I can't beat it. I've made no progress. It's worse, actually.
Yeah. It's impossible. It's so hard to change it. But I got to talk about this. You already know about this, unfortunately. But it was the... weirdest fucking thing ever was I was watching a Sharks game on Thursday, I guess it would be. And, you know, for those of you who don't watch hockey, I assume it's this way with every team. You got the guy who's doing the normal commentary play-by-play, and then you got the guy who's down on the ice. He's standing by the team. Like, he's kind of right there, and he kind of reports on how things look from, you know, right there at ice level. And on this particular game, the one guy was talking, and all of a sudden they throw it to the guy on the ice, as they always do. Oh, let's go down to... what's his name? I always forget his name now, but let's go down to somebody on the ice. And the camera goes to this guy, and he's just missing an eyeball. Like, it looks like where his normal eye would be, it's just black. Like, it's the most shocking thing where you think you're just watching, okay, this is fucking watching the hockey game. I do this every single time there's a hockey game I watch this. And they go, and something's wrong with him. He, I don't know what happened. Maybe some infection, maybe something. His eye, and it's not a black eye. Like, a black eye happens. That's
around the eye.
Yeah, they'll get hit with pucks occasionally. I've actually seen that. I've seen a sideline or whatever, on ice reporter guy with a black eye. You can get hit with a puck. It wasn't that. A black eye I could deal with. This was, his eyeball was black.
It was just a black hole. I saw the picture.
I sent it to you, and I saved it. I'm going to put it in the episode or something. Like, I'll put it in the fucking whatever, on the website.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Because it's like, you have to lead off with that. You have to just fucking right away, when they go, hey, let's go down to, what's his name on the ice? Yeah, everybody, sorry about the weird fucking eyeball. Apologies. Brace yourselves. I've got to. No, you know what? Wear an eye patch. Wear a fucking eye patch. Because it's disturbing. Nowadays with
creepy.
With HD, 4K, fucking 3D, everything, you're seeing just a vivid picture of a weird blackened eyeball. I don't know what disease or what thing happened to his eye. If it's like again, I don't know what even causes that. If it's a Terminator scenario or... He looks kind of like the Terminator, actually. Once he digs out his eyeball, kind of looks like that.
It looks like if... I'm getting really bad feedback.
Oh, yeah?
Why is that?
Just like I've been giving you bad feedback about your performance.
Yeah, I'm tired of your bad feedback. No, I hear my own thing now.
Oh, sorry.
I'm done.
Is it going to go away? I'm not editing this, so I hope it goes away.
I can't do it. I can't perform like
this. Is it gone yet?
No.
Oh, man.
Let me check. Oh, it's gone now.
Okay. Anyway.
What it reminds me of is when you see those big billboards and like graffiti people like make their teeth black or whatever. It looks like someone just took a black marker on his eyeball, but it's not.
It's gone.
It's real.
You have to fucking lead off with that. And you know, once you do, okay, fine. But you have to say, I'm sorry, folks, I've got an infection or something. I don't know what it was. Still
or just
know.
Have him turned all the way to the side the whole game, like looking out of his left eye.
He's just turned around, like just the back of his head, and then
looking
put
to the
like
side.
A pair of glasses on the back of his head. So like,
you don't need to see him. He just has a microphone.
Yeah, just say couldn't not pictured. Just some graphic that's like missing.
Sorry, folks, we don't have the on ice camera tonight, but we are still joined by. John, who's going to be giving us reports from the side.
Yeah, Brett or whatever. I forget his
name. Brett Hendekin?
That's the normal guy. That's why I can't remember his name. The normal guy's Brett Hendekin, but this guy's somebody else. But anyway, yeah, no, you got to do something. But I'm thinking
awful.
Just wear the eye patch or have him be wearing some sunglasses or something. It's not, you can't just pretend that that doesn't exist. It's disturbing. It was shocking. I genuinely was like, whoa, what is, okay, there's some eye thing, you know? It was weird.
What?
Really weird.
Did you ever find out? Like, they never posted? No,
I never heard a thing about it. I mean, I'm sure I could look it up, but they never addressed it on the broadcast. So.
Yeah. Well, I just Googled sharks black eye, and there's just pictures of sharks with black eyes.
Like real sharks?
Yeah, actual sharks.
Oh, like people punch sharks and give them black eyes?
I don't know.
It was weird. But anyway, it just was so funny. You gotta address it. You gotta lead off with that. I'm sorry. You can't just not mention the fucking missing eyeball of the guy. It's weird. Anyway.
I wish I knew what his stupid name was. Anyway.
Jamie Baker. No, that's the, wait, Jamie Baker's the normal
Hedekin.
Guy. Oh, it is Brett Hedekin then. Sorry. My fault.
Brett Hedekin.
Right? Brett Hedekin. Yeah. Yeah. Jamie Baker's the guy it usually is, but he's been gone.
Yeah. Maybe they got in a fight. Oh, leave of absence.
Huh. Well, yeah. Jamie, anyway, this is not interesting, but Jamie Baker was gone because of some weird leave of absence. And then Brett is the guy that has the missing eyeball. So
I think. No, nothing comes up. Brett Hedekin's shark's black eye. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a picture, though. Okay. Someone noticed it because it's on Twitter.
Yeah. Did they just say, what the fuck was with that weird eye?
He tweeted it out himself, considering this look for today's game, and he has an eye patch on. Why didn't he do that?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's not saying what.
Why did he not do an eye patch? He 100% should have done an eye patch. Anyway.
Weird.
What do you got?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing really.
I've got to ask you, did you watch a story? Did you tell a story about Coco? I can't remember.
The
movie.
Not George on.
Right.
Oh, movie. Coco, the movie? Yeah. No, I didn't get to see it yet. I wanted to take the kids to see it a million times and never did.
All right. Forget. Scratch that. I will. Really? Yeah, I might talk about that in the bonus content. I thought you had mentioned it, but never mind. I was going to tie it into what you said, but I think I created something in my brain that's not real. So I'll talk about that in the bonus segment. Let's talk about something else. I've got one other thing, but I don't know. What do you got?
Well, I mean, I got softball and t-ball stories for days.
I'm here to listen to this.
Interesting, though. Well, Nolan had his first t-ball game, my son.
Yeah.
That was the greatest thing ever happened in my whole life. By far. Not even anything remotely close to it.
God, he's one funny thing. Killer at t-ball.
Yeah, he's really good. One funny thing. Well, a couple funny things. So, I didn't tell this. Hmm. So, this area T-ball league. First off, the fields are like professional.
Wow.
Fields. They're fucking amazing. The fields that we played on when we were kids were absolute dog
shit. Oh my God. There's just fucking holes and like snakes.
No grass. Like big giant patches of no grass.
No grass.
These fields are like they brought in specific, like this red clay dirt kind of stuff that's real fine, and it's somehow fine and heavy so that it's not dusty. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
But it's real soft.
It's a new particle they discovered.
Yeah, because so the way the thing is, it's like this pony league. So they've got 4-year-olds all the way up to, I guess, 12, you know, whatever, 8th grade.
What the fuck does that mean? You bring that? It's this pony league. Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Yeah, pony leagues. It's like a, you know, little league, pony league, fast pitch. You know, it's
I guess I don't know what that is.
I think around the country there's pony league.
Gotcha.
It's like a thing.
So it's just like all ages or young or what does it mean specifically?
The point is that it's not just like it's not like a t-ball field. It's not like it's not like a shared, you know, between all like soccer. Like when we played sports, it was like, here's the field. That
anywhere that anyone in the entire town needed to do anything involving a field, it was on that one shitty piece of garbage field.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the point I was trying to make is that it's
one
like
of
this
them
league's...
we practiced on was literally just, wasn't it like your friend's property, like your friend's dad maintained it or something?
Yeah.
Like it didn't necessarily even have to exist except that your friend's dad decided it would exist. And then I would see it, you know, a few years later after your friends all left, you know, were aged out of that and the field didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't
just
know.
Knocked it down.
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
And it wasn't even good. It was a piece of shit.
Terrible.
Field. Well, they had the Frogtown fields. That's where we would play games out there. Yeah. Just absolute terrible. So anyway, there's like probably 4 different fields, like actual baseball fields, and they're just fucking amazing. And so part of the deal with this, my son joining this league is that all the parents have to sign up for like, you have to do raffle tickets and you have to do.
You gotta do that.
So there's all these tasks and you have to choose one. Otherwise you have to pay like an extra $200,000. It's like the difference between whatever you have to do as a volunteer and the money is enough to where you're like, fine, I'll just do the.
That's
it's like
$500. That was going to be my first question.
Yeah. No, it's like $500 or something.
Jesus.
And so my wife is like, yeah, there's these different options. Like you can work the snack bar for like, it's like 2 8-hour shifts or something, 3 8-hour shifts or something like that. It's ridiculous.
I decline all of that.
Yeah. And then she was like, or we could just set up the field like a half hour before the games, you know? And like when she said, so when I said that to you, did you think that like there's a bunch of snack bar shifts, you know, like hundreds of snack bar shifts for all the parents. And then there's hundreds of field preparation shifts. No, this is, so we signed up for the field. I was like, oh, I'll do the field a couple times. It's no big deal. Turns out it's every fucking game. I have to go to the field a half hour early, rake everything. And we had to go, this is ridiculous. He's 4 years old. We had to go to this like seminar about how to do the fields and
every step.
You have to bring out a golf cart with one of those dirt dragger.
I'm going back to the idea of our bullshit snake filled whole field. And maybe that was better. Honestly, maybe that was
for 4 year olds. Yeah.
Maybe that's how it should be.
Maybe, I was excited about these amazing.
Yeah.
Close. So I went back and forth because, okay, this is where I'm trying to get to is that. So we went to the seminar and I was like, fuck, because his games are at 8 a.m. on Saturday. So I have to get there at fucking 7:30. And we have to line, you know, I have to chalk the fields. I have to rake out the batter's box.
I legitimately want to go to one of your son's games and I physically can't. Like I can't, 8 a.m. is not a possible thing I can do, like at all.
Yeah, I think he has other
If
times,
he has any but... other late ones, let me know. I'll go to those.
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't try to get people to go to his games.
No, I mean, I know, but he's awesome. I want to see him hit a fucking T-ball. Yeah. Why wouldn't I want
to
see
him? No, the real thrill, well, I'll get to that, I guess, but okay. I'll tell you what the real thrill is, but the hitting is whatever. But so he had his first game on Saturday, so I show up at 7:30 and there's nothing is fucking any, like all this, they said this stuff will be here and there's a combination of this and like all, it's like you had to, I had to really like think about it. And
yeah. So someone had a pre-game shift that they didn't make or something.
Something. And so I go out on the field and the thing with baseball is the right-handed batter's box is like a pit of despair. It's like 7 feet down because the kids just dig it out. Right. I was left-handed. I am left-handed. When I played baseball, I was also left-handed.
Yeah.
And whenever I went to hit, my side of the plate is just perfectly flat with like no one's ever used it before. Yeah. That was the one perk of being left-handed.
It's like 3 feet up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. But the right side to just dig it all out. Because the day before, there's like 12-year-olds playing. Like it's just all day. Every day people are playing on the field. So it's not
they don't need to fucking do that. Like you could just bat and not.
I know. I always dig it out. It's so fucking stupid. But anyway, so at first I was like, this is a hassle. But then it was like, oh, well, I'm just going to do a good job because fuck this. Like, it's, you know, whatever. I want to make the field nice for my son who's about to play. So I did all that and I'm like doing all this shit and I got to go get the chalk thing. I can't find it. And then I find the thing. It's out of chalk. So I dump this big bag of chalk in the thing and bring it out. And like, I chalk the fucking shit out of the field. Like I put they give you this like rope that attaches to the backstop.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. This sounds like something you might enjoy doing.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was the best thing. I really enjoyed like trying to do it really well. Uh-huh. And all the other parents are there, you know, there's nothing going on. So they're all watching me like, oh, you're doing a good job. Yeah, good job. Like, thank fucking God we don't have to do this. So yeah. I was like, I felt like, you know, I was doing something helpful rather than just sitting in the thing. But anyway, so that was one thing. And the other thing was that my wife just couldn't get, like, it was like, I mean, it's 7:30. So we woke up at like 7 or 6:45 and she just couldn't get the kids ready in time. So she shows up at like 7:15 and we're, you know, the two of us are supposed to do it. It's kind of hard one person to do that in a half hour. Cause you got to fucking, you have to do like pH tests on the soil and pick every weed that's not a perfect blade of grass in the outfield. And
do like, it's a fucking Zen garden with the raking, perfect raking.
Yeah, dude. Anyway. So that was fun. I really enjoyed that, actually.
T-ball, 4- and 5-year-old T-ball.
Yeah, that's what the guy said. Like another guy, the coach was like, yeah, you know, don't even, he's like, you don't even really have to do any of this. And I was like, yeah, I know. But I was like, there's games all day long. So the first one of the day, you're supposed to try to get it the best because it's kind of hard to fix after that. Yeah. So I went to town on it. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
But so then they played the game and I made this mistake of thinking it's, you know, T-ball. Like, I never played T-ball, but you did, right?
You
played T-ball.
You know, I think I did. I barely remember it. But
yeah. I thought T-ball was just, there's a tee and they put a ball in it and you hit the ball off the tee.
That's what I thought,
I bought a tee. I bought a really nice tee that's, like, indestructible. And
how nice of it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you could break it.
I bought a cheap one at first, and my son and my daughter have hit it so many times that it just exploded. Like the top part, the little soft rubber top part just exploded and doesn't, I just threw it away. It's just done. So I was looking online and there's like a $100 tee that said like, it's the greatest thing ever. Like professional players use it. And I was like, all right, I'll buy that, obviously. And I bought all these practice balls and I have this giant net and everything. So they've been hitting like crazy. Then we go to the game and I find out like they pitch, the coach pitches to the kid three times. And if he doesn't hit it, then they bring out the tee. And I was like, oh my God, why am I wasting my time having him hit off the tee? He's obviously just going to get a hit or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, that kind of sucked. But anyway, so his first at bat, I think he missed like the first one or two, but then he nailed one and ran to first. But it's so funny to watch. It's a good level to watch your kid because nobody can do anything. They all are like sitting down in the infield and the ball goes by them and they don't even notice.
Right. Is that not what you do? I didn't get very far in baseball.
Yeah. So there's no stress. My daughter's games are a little bit stressful because a girl's pitching to her and she could strike out and you feel terrible for her. But anyway, the best thing was that my son, first they have him in the outfield when it's time to be out in the field or whatever, and he's just doing nothing. But he's sitting out there in the ready position. This fucking kid, he's the best kid ever. Sitting in the ready position the entire inning. He never even moved out of the ready position. There's literally no chance that a ball is ever going to get to him. He's in the outfield, and these kids can't even hit the ball like 10 feet. So he's sitting there the whole thing. So then he runs in and whatever, and the next time out they have him at like second base or something like that. I don't even think he got a ball there. But the last inning, they put him at pitcher, which is where 100% of all the balls just go right to the, you know, like 10 feet where a pitcher would be. So I told him, like, I was just like, you got to run up to the ball. Don't wait for it because they're practicing all this stuff. So the greatest thing was that I'm not even exaggerating. There's probably eight in a row because they let every kid hit every inning. That's how it works. Like, doesn't matter who gets out or anything like that. Nobody can throw the ball to first. Nobody can catch the ball at first. There's nothing happening except for when my son played pitcher. There was like eight balls in a row that were hit to him, and he runs up, picks it up, and just fires it to first base every time, right to first base. And the kid at first base can't catch, so it hits him in the face and in the body and the leg. And God, it was so funny. Everyone was laughing every time. It was like, wow, great throw, and then it was like, oh, hit the guy in the face. Like, it's just so fun. And I was trying to tell my son, like, it doesn't, because he was like, oh yeah, the guy couldn't catch my throws, so I couldn't get anybody out. And I was like, yeah, it's. Don't even, not going to worry about that. Like, if you can just pick up the ball at all and even make any kind of throw anywhere, you're already way ahead of the game. So it was really fun to watch. And he got a hit every time, but everybody, I mean, it's not, you know, they pitch like 3 feet away, but he had a great time. And then my daughter had her game. The big story of the week that I was going to tell is that apparently during my daughter's first game, so she's got this team she was on last year, but there's like five new girls that we don't know, you know, who knows? And, my wife gave her a bag of Skittles to like share with the team in the dugout, like during the game. So she goes in. I didn't really know what was going on. I just kind of heard this later, even though I was there. She gave everyone on the team like a couple Skittles or whatever. When it was her turn to bat, she goes out and hits and comes back in, and the Skittles are gone. Like the rest of the bag of Skittles is just gone. And she starts asking the girls, like, what happened to my Skittles? I feel like
your daughter's not going
to
handle this well.
Yeah. And three of the girls tell her, like, this other girl just stole them, like, just took them, like, one of the girls on the team.
Wow.
So she goes up to the girl and says, like, did you take my Skittles? And the girl's like, no. And then later after the game, she sees the girl, like, walking to the car with the Skittles. And so she tells my wife, and my wife told me about it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is, they're 8 years old. Like, is that really, I guess that. Kids just do that, yeah, I guess. I guess don't know. It's been so long. That
sounds right.
Kids are just fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And I go, and I started thinking, like, is that like a bullying thing, you know? And I go,
yeah.
I said, can you ask Laura? Because I was working, you know, and I was like, can you ask her if she's done anything? Like, are they fighting or is there something going on? And she said, oh, yeah. She said that she like hits her with her glove all the time and all the shit. And I was like, oh, great. Because my daughter's like the smallest.
Wait, who hits who?
The girl's hitting my daughter with her glove and stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
So I'm like, cool. She's just getting bullied already. Because she's the smallest girl on the team, and she's a little immature, you know, skinny, and she just would be bullied, like, at this point. And so my wife's like, what do we do? Like, do we email the team, the coach? Because there's like a email thing for all the parents. Like, you could email the parents of any of the players. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess we should email the parents. But I was like, let me see the email before you send it. Because I just knew, like, this is not going to work out. There's no possible way that you can just email some parents and say, hey, and no matter how you say it, like, hey, something happened, can you just let me know, like, do you know anything? Can you help us out here? We just, you know, it's the first game of the year. Like, I told her to put all the stuff about, like, it's first game of the year. We don't really know what happened, but could you ask, or, you know, we just don't want any long, you know, lingering thing. And, you know, obviously the candy doesn't fucking matter. We could buy another bag of Skittles. It doesn't matter. It's just like, we don't want some sort of weird bullying situation going on. So send this email that's, you know, it wasn't even a big deal. And of course the parent writes back like, how dare you accuse my kid of doing this? Like, you did not see my daughter with these Skittles. And it's just like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Obviously, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so the thing that I didn't really say, that's the same thing my wife did to me, that kind of ruined the whole thing. Cause I was like, well, now we see where the kid gets it. Cause the parents are just fucking liars too, of course. Is that I thought that my wife saw the kid with the Skittles, because she said, like, we saw her with the Skittles walking in the parking lot. I wasn't there. And then she goes, well, actually, I didn't see it. It was just Laura saw her. And I was like, oh, so we just accused parents of something or whatever, this kid, based on 3 8-year-olds in a dugout and an 8-year-old in a parking lot seeing whatever happened. I was like, if I would have known that, I would have said, there's nothing we can do. there's no possible way you could take any 8-year-old's word on anything ever. So now we look like giant assholes, and
accusatory was the email that was sent? I thought you were saying you're trying to word it kind of.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was, I mean, there was a part, like I said, where she wrote, we saw your kid with the Skittles in the parking lot. And that's the parents, the mom wrote back, like, you didn't see that because she didn't have them.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And then then I asked my wife, I was like, so you saw him, right? She's like, well,
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. So now we're the assholes.
Yeah, that's.
But the thing is, the 3 kids in the dugout all said this girl took them. I'm like, why would they do that? Is there some kind of, like, are they all messing with
Laura? Does this go?
Yeah, exactly.
How far up does this, yeah.
So when I was going to tell the story originally, it was just going to be that these other parents are assholes and fuck everybody and knew
this.
Turns
out you're the assholes.
Now we're the assholes. Yeah. But I don't know. Who knows what the truth is? So
right.
I was like, just send another email saying, like, you know, fucking never mind. Like, we're sorry. We shouldn't have said anything. We weren't trying to, like, really, because we really weren't trying to, like,
yeah.
I don't know what we're trying to do. We're just saying, like, we don't want some fucking bullying situation happening. The coaches don't give a shit. They don't, you know, it's weird because bullying is a thing that over the last, you know, 10, 20 years has actually become a thing that people really look out for and try to stop more than they used to, but still not really, especially in, like, a town or, you know, a smaller suburb like this. That kind of shit probably still goes on and people just don't do anything about it. They don't do anything. They don't give a shit. So, and my daughter's the kind of, you know, a lot of kids that get bullied don't say anything. They're like all, you know, they don't make a big deal out of it. They just let it happen and then it gets out of control. And I, again, like from the, you know, 2 years ago when I started this thing with her, I just want her to enjoy playing sports so I can watch her and don't care.
I can't conceive of playing sports as a kid being enjoyable. So
yeah,
that's an uphill battle. It's
well,
just
you were
an
terrible
opportunity
at it. If you had your ability now,
yeah,
you probably
maybe,
really liked
but it.
It,
yeah, I, it's just suck. Kids just suck. It's not
they do
fun.
Suck.
God, any even if you were good, it still sucks. I think, but I could be wrong.
I didn't have that experience really, so I don't know. I mean, I don't remember getting bullied.
No, I'm though. Not saying, yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying I can't imagine it. Like, maybe you could, but I don't know which one of us is more represented. Like, if you had a fun time, because I remember you saying you were really good at basketball when you were a certain age. So, like, yeah, if you had fun during that. But you hated high school sports.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's virtually impossible. To, so
high school is different.
Like, yeah, okay. But for like a minute, you had a good time playing sports. And then
through like 8th grade, pretty much generally liked playing sports. Yeah, it was just high school.
You know, I found track fun as a not as a high schooler, but as a, you know, like 6th, 7th, 8th. That was actually kind of fun. You just hang out, run a little event. And there wasn't a lot of assholes in track. You pretty much just run. That was good. You could do that.
So the lesson we learned is that...
Well, you really shouldn't have included that part of the email.
Yeah.
that was a bad move.
Yeah, I knew... I don't know. Laura was really upset about the whole thing. So I think my wife was trying to, like, you know, go to bat for her or something, or got riled up too. And that's why I was like, can I see the email? Like, I knew that something bad was going to happen out of it. And I tried to tell her... I tried to take out anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. We should have just said,
to
like,
be
what
fair to you,
something happened.
Still, the response from a parent should have been, no, I don't, I think there might be a mistake here. I don't think we have your Skittles. You know, it shouldn't have been, how dare you?
Yeah.
insult my child. Like, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's room on both sides here.
Yeah, when I saw the response, I was like, yeah, that's not a nice person. Like, if we got that same email,
that's
the difference. If I got the same email, I would have assumed my daughter did it. I would have been like, oh, you know, I would have talked to her.
But that's the funny thing about our family is that's what it was to be us as kids. As kids, our parents always and in all ways at every time and even to this day assume we're wrong about everything.
Yeah.
Like even obvious things. We're always wrong. So that's a weird, there must be a healthy level of that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if three girls in the dugout said my daughter stole something, I probably would just believe those three over anything she says, because they just lie. Yeah. The kids are just fucking liars. They're all liars. But it could all be an elaborate hoax on my daughter. I don't know. Who knows? She could have said something to him, or I don't know. But anyway, now we're just like, we'll just never do that again. Next time I'll just let my daughter get bullied, I guess, rather than take a chance to piss off some parents. Now we'll be exiled.
Well, and honestly, it is. I don't even know, you know, because parents intervening, it might make it worse. I don't even know what the fuck to do.
Especially if they're assholes, like they could tell her to do shit, you know, or they'll say a bunch of stuff for their daughter around, like, oh, these people, and accusing you, and put, you know, enable the girl, empower the girl to be even meaner and do shit. Who knows?
Man. Well, let's go out on a happy note, because I've got a good, I've got a show recommendation. This is, I've got a TV show recommendation that'll be the last thing anyone in 1,000 years would think that I would recommend. I think, okay. Well, maybe not the last, but like one of the last. Lydia has been watching the show called The Great British Baking Show. You know this? Have you seen it? Oh man, dude, I can't even. It's one of those things where she watches, you know, she has to have stuff to watch while I'm not there, because we like to watch shows together. So it's hard to find. Yeah, she's got I was gonna say Dharma and Greg. No, what's the one? What's the stupid one
Lois
that came
and
back?
Clark. Yeah.
Lois. Yeah. No, the one, you know, that
I know.
Everybody's
yeah,
gay.
Yeah, whatever.
That came back. What is that one?
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace. Yeah, so that one, that's a solid. Feel free to, do not wait up for me on that one. That is a, feel free to watch that show. I have no interest in that fucking show.
No.
It's just a fakey, stupid sitcom. But anyway, with this show, I caught little bits here and there, or like, she'll be watching, I'll come down, I'll finish my work. And so, you know, I'll let her finish, obviously, whatever episode she's watching. And so I started watching it. And there's something about it that I can't, it's just a good thing. I can't even explain it. Like, it's a competition show, but it's not like a unhealthy fucking dog eat dog competition show. Like, their goal is to bake stuff, and they have a panel, like two judges, I think, that are experts. Like, they know everything about baking stuff. Who knew there was that much to know about baking stuff? But there is. Like, I guess it makes sense. There's all kinds of different, you know, like, are you fucking clipping your fingernails? What are you doing?
No.
Anyway, all kinds of different, like, different flours and different pastries and different, you know, cakes and all this stuff, where it's like, the key to this cake is you got to do this thing because it'll rise and then it'll, whatever.
Yeah, everybody's seen cooking.
There's countless things to do, but it's all like good spirited and like everybody wants to succeed. And then the judges are even like, they'll be honest. They're not always trying to kiss ass or anything. And they'll do like an anonymous taste test where they don't know whose it is. And they'll kind of be like, yeah, no, the flavor here didn't work, but it's so good about it. They're all just trying to do something. Here's what I want to say. They're trying their fucking asses off to do something. And then ultimately I watched a season finale with her, 'cause there's like 4 or 5 seasons. I watched one of the season finales with her. And so they're to the end, and there's these people that are just like, they're just everyday people. They have jobs, or like some of them are in school, and they get a week to prepare for each kind of contest, you know? And so half of them are like, yeah, I was working shifts. I didn't even have time to fucking prepare.
I didn't bake anything.
Yeah, no, they get to prepare. The bake is all, you know, they do that contest at the time on the weekend, but they get to kind of prepare and plan for what they're going to do a little bit. And they're just killing themselves. They're crying, but not even in a showy, where they're just like, God, I've put so much into this. I just, you know, I'm just trying really hard. I think I can, all this stuff. That's really compelling human story. We get to the season finale, and I asked Lydia, I was like, so what do they win? She's like, I don't think they win anything. I was like, what? They've got their whole family's there. They got their, you know, their life's on hold. They're trying to figure this out. They're crying. They're killing themselves. They're like burning themselves. Just all this crap. And then you find out they win like a bouquet or something. And, you know, it turns out it tends to be a prestigious show, I guess. So like one of the winners now has a book deal and has a something. Or
yeah, other. That's how yeah. all of them.
Yeah,
any
but
reality show is just to launch some career, really.
Right. I didn't know that because I hate reality TV. So mm-hmm. I thought clearly there must be something, like some sort of prize or title or something. It's just like, no, you just won. And then nothing happens.
So is but this a recommendation to watch it?
Do it. It's the best. If you need something to watch, there's just something about it that's I enjoy it. Like I'm just happy when I watch it. They're just trying to mm-hmm. make. They all, it's creative. They're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then the way the judges break it down, just fucking, I just love, it sort of goes back to your thing we've talked about a million times where it's like watching something people are interested in when you're not interested in it.
Yeah.
But there's a way that it's still good. You're like, wow, I don't know or care. Cause I would just eat all the shit. I don't care. I'll eat that cake. I'll eat that pastry. I'll eat that. Like I'll eat all of it. I don't care. But these people, they have all these refined, you know, oh, this isn't, you know, uneven here. And the flavoring didn't quite pop. You know. It's just cool to watch people who know all this bullshit. But it's real. Like, it's you know, that you have to be good at it. And the people who are good at it actually tend to win. It's not like some fakey apprentice-y, you know, whatever, where you just decide somebody wins for no fucking reason. Like, it's actually two people who know what they're doing deciding who's making the best stuff. I don't know. I just love it. If you need something to watch, if you want something to watch that's low stress, kind of, I don't know, there's a little bit of stress, but it's kind of just relaxing and it's happy and it's nice, but it's still kind of a competitive thing. Check it out. Great British baking show. It's a great British baking show.
British baking
show. I was hoping you were somewhat familiar with it because I thought it would be funny. It's the last thing that you would think I would like, but that's good. No, so anyway, that's going out on a high note.
Lydia doesn't watch Project Runway?
Oh God, I can't watch that.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Well, yeah. The difference is I can imagine eating a bunch of delicious baking stuff. I uh-huh. have absolutely
can't imagine wearing clothes, though.
No use for anything that happens on Project Runway. It doesn't exist for me. No, I'm not. Whatever. If you're into that, you're into that. But it strikes me as far more. Doesn't that seem like far more subjective than baking, where it's like, okay, you got to get this, you know, consistency correct on that. Like, how do I judge? I can't. Okay, maybe it's the same amount of objective, but I can't tell because I don't. Clothes look like nothing to me, so I don't even fucking process it. I don't know what do they even do on that show.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched it with my wife a little bit, but I don't love it or anything. I wouldn't watch it by myself. But I mean, I just wondered if you had watched that because
yeah,
similar type of thing. I guess.
Well, but yeah. I think that it doesn't have like a bunch of bitchiness to it. Like there's a bunch of like, oh, yeah, that's awful. And that's what this doesn't have. It's a nice, they'll tell you when you kind of mess something up, but it's great because it's like in a supportive way and they're almost kind of, you know, with you. It's just so nice. You just got to
fucking Gordon Ramsay doesn't yell in their face. Like,
no one yells at him. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I can
see that.
It's both an actual competition, so it's not like, oh, everybody wins or anything, but it's also like, it's just nice. Like, you know, and the great thing about British people, too, is like the times when the contestants kind of mess up, you know, or they don't do a good job, they're like, yeah, I should probably get eliminated. Like they're just really kind of realistic about it. And there's something about it that's hard to describe, but it's just, I love it. Like, it's a good, it's good, healthy competition.
All right.
Cool. Anyway. I'm going to talk about Coco for a minute on the bonus thing. So we'll see you over at patreon.com/shoeshine. Thanks for listening. And, I know this episode was an hour earlier. No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hour later. So wait, it's 9:27 now. What time is it actually?
8:27.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking stupid. So how am I going to go to bed before 2 or 2:30? There's no way. It's fucking ridiculous. God. Pick a thing. I don't care if it's fucking noon is in the middle of the night. Pick one time and that's the time that things are forever. I don't need to change it.
Arizona's got it right. They're not changing it.
The one thing Arizona has right.
I have to go to Arizona again in a week.
It would be a different fucking time.
No, it's the same now.
No, but I'm saying, isn't it normally an hour apart, but now it'll be 2 hours apart or something? Like, normally the time zone changes is what
they're normally an hour ahead, or not normally. When we're doing day, are we doing daylight savings now, or are we not doing
when
daylight
When is
savings?
The savings? When do those accrue? Fuck. When do the savings accrue to us?
Whatever we, okay, whatever we're not in today, they're an hour ahead, but now we're the same time as them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Because when, what I was, so what I was thinking is, when I go there, I thought, okay, we're going ahead an hour, then I'm going to fly there, and it's going to be another hour ahead, so it's going to feel like 2 hours difference from what I was, but then I'm like, oh no, it's the same time, so it's now only 1 hour different. Like, still kind of weird.
Yeah, so dumb.
It's all
anyway,
fucking confusing.
We'll check us out over at patreon.com/shoeshine. If not, thanks, and we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.